This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we launch into the third hour of the program, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
And you can bring up anything that you want, whether it's the college scandal or, as we talked about earlier, alternative sentencing, anything goes. Here on Free Talk Live. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Johnson, you've got a story out of the EU, a follow-up on it. I think we covered this. I don't know, maybe it was on one of your nights or maybe it was a Friday when Chris is here.
Probably a Friday.
But the EU copyright crackdown that we'll get into, it's apparently moving closer to becoming a reality.
It's become a reality.
Oh, boy.
Today.
Yeah, we'll share more about what that means and what it means for you, even if you're outside of the EU, as most of our audience is. So why it's relevant. That's all on the way. Here in this hour, your calls and thoughts first. So let's go to Bad Slave to start things out on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
And, Laurel, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How you doing?
Good.
That's great. The New Hampshire Bar Association, I know you've not been in New Hampshire a long time, but I mean, you probably have an idea of how these bar associations, you know, do their business, whatever that may be.
Uh-huh.
I actually think that they are perpetrating evil. And so my recommendation is that the legislature, pass some new regulation to enable the possibility of multiple regulatory agencies to regulate the legal.
No, wait a minute. When you say regulatory agency, are you talking about a government bureaucracy?
No, I would actually rather it private. Like,
well, the Bar Association, I mean, basically it is. Lawyers
regulate
themselves.
It is private,
themselves.
But it's an established monopoly.
Yes.
That gives us no choices.
Yes.
So just to be clear, normally when the term regulation is used, at least in my experience, it has to do with government control. Usually in the marketplace, you use terms like certification, voluntary, you know, certification.
That would be an additional change that I would be asking for in this legislation, is that people that are not licensed be allowed to practice law as well.
I would like to see that, and I know, Laurel, you talked earlier tonight about attorneys, you having some spats with some of the people in the attorney world about your advocation that there should be more transparency within the law.
That attorneys should be a convenience to help you do it as opposed to a necessity.
And they don't like that. Certainly those same attorneys that would argue against you in that case would probably be against Bad Slave's proposal, because allowing just anybody to so-called practice law is a huge threat to their monopoly,
well,
or their oligopoly.
I mean, I'm of two minds on this. Well, okay, so a couple of things. One, there being a monopoly, well, I mean, in some ways, but then there's 50 monopolies, so in some sense, you do have states competing with each other. So it's hard to say.
But within one
state.
Within each state.
Yeah.
Right, not within the state.
Within one state. In New Hampshire, I will say this, and I don't know how many states are like this, and you may not either, but you can do an attorney in fact representation, and I believe that's where, or my understanding, that's the terminology, where if I wanted to have Bad Slave be my representation in court, I could have him apply to do that. Now, he does have to be of good character, I believe, is the requirement in New Hampshire. So because you've got a felony on your rap sheet, they may just reject you out of hand because of that. But without any kind of excuse, you know, without a criminal record or something they could point to, they by default should allow any layman to represent another person. Well, so it can be done, but there are provisions that limit the number of times per year that an individual can do this.
Well, yeah, the whole attorney in fact thing is basically having somebody act on your behalf, usually because you can't get there yourself. So let's say you're out of the country and there's something where you're supposed to appear in person, you can get somebody to go instead of you, and that's what an attorney in fact is.
I don't doubt that it can be used in that way, but right. Around here,
it was actually used in the case of a divorce between one of the Supreme Court, New Hampshire Supreme Court justices and his wife. The wife was represented by an attorney, in fact.
Right, right.
Here we've had it used in criminal cases.
Right.
Where the individual doesn't want to hire an attorney, and they have a friend who, you know, is certainly not the level of an attorney as far as their experience,
but I think
someone who's willing to help and who wants to handle the representation, and they've been allowed to. Judges have approved laymen being attorneys. In fact, I think what you want to see happen is it just be allowed across the board, no limitations, because right now there's
buyer beware.
Yeah.
Well, but I have seen people practicing law without a license who don't know what they're doing and present themselves as knowing what they're doing.
Well,
and
buyer
really
beware,
up
as he said. I mean, the
other thing is that the Bar Association will not really allow you to operate out of a common law arrangement.
Yeah, well, what I'm describing, these people who are practicing law without a license, it's illegal, and they could go to prison, but the fact of the matter is that the prosecutors very rarely go, we call them notarios.
Why is it illegal? Who's made it illegal?
Because
the lawyers, duh.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but also with immigrants, in a lot of the countries that they come from, there is this intermediary, and this might be what you're, you know, sort of proposing, which is a notario, sort of like a notary public, but it's, the terminology sounds similar, but a notario is somebody who's allowed to practice law in a very limited capacity. They're allowed to complete forms and stuff like that, and that's in Latin America. It's sort of like a nurse practitioner in medicine in the U.S., where there's a lot that they can do, but then there's limits on how much they can do, but they can, so, like a nurse practitioner can prescribe medications, etc.
So
a notario. Okay, so wait, let me just finish this. I'm almost done. Is that these people are playing on this misunderstanding that immigrants have that a notary public is not a notario. It's not the same thing. A notary public is only authorized to verify somebody's signature. So they are taking advantage of people's presumption that they know more about the law than they do.
There are actually people that have studied the law on their own and know it as well and operate, in a pro se or a sui juris arrangement all the time and are successful. And then people also who use common law style of
Right. There is actually what you're describing. There is something like that. Again, in immigration, it's called an accredited representative. And that is somebody who has studied immigration law only, not other parts of law, isn't licensed to practice law in general, but gets accredited to do immigration only. And they can represent people in court.
But going back to, you said it was illegal to practice law without a license. I'm saying take the license away. We don't need it. All that is a restriction
right.
of trade.
Open up the market to anybody that wants to offer those services. And I agree with you. And thank you for the call tonight. Mm-hmm. Let the consumer make the decision. Do you want to go and hire an attorney who went to school and has the degree and has the Bar Association approval and all that? Or do you want to hire the equivalent of a shade tree attorney, somebody who's done the studying, but they never went to school? Maybe they're as good, if not better, than an attorney, but they don't have the piece of paper, so they don't charge as much. I think that would be a good thing because it would drive rates down.
Back in the day, all you had to do was pass the exam. That's why the bar exam existed. You didn't have to go law school. You didn't have to go to college. You just passed the bar exam.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that proposal that Bad Slave is making would mean there could be an alternative bar that just allows you to pass the exam, and then that's it. They don't require you to go to school. So there could be different levels of qualification here, and, of course, then there would be different pricing for people to choose. There's more coming up here as well. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Copyright coming up.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
Also, thanks to Troy, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning Troy has contributed $5 per month to the show for some amount of time. And so we are thanking all of our amplifiers who have opted in to being thanked, because by default, when you amp Free Talk Live, you are anonymous. But if you would like to be thanked, then you can fill out, you know, just a couple fields, and then we'll know what to call you. You can call yourself whatever. Have us call you pretty much whatever you want, as long as it's FCC friendly. And so go to join the AMP program and get some cool perks and some bonuses because you're supporting what we do. That $5 a month that we ask for, and again, that's the silver level. That's what Troy is. That $5 a month helps us get on more radio stations, bringing new listeners on board with the show and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you want to help spread the ideas of liberty and you like what we're doing, then please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's going to be some real bad news coming up here, Johnson, that you're going to share out of the EU, but it's not just for the EU. It's going to affect...
It could affect.
Possibly well beyond that. We'll get into it. But let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live first. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, La Cosa Nostra, the Bar Association, as well as the law schools and everything else associated with our law, the courts themselves, the judges, absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, is a racketeering organization. And let me just cite the one, for instance. Most people don't have a real-world experience with a bar association, and I had filed a bar bitch, as they call it, against an attorney. And what this attorney did was, this attorney was appointed by the state and accepted the appointment to represent me in a child custody issue. And he was appointed because a statute said that the state must appoint an attorney. And then on initial consultation with me, that attorney decided he didn't want to work with me because of the way you hear me speak right now. I don't take any crap from anybody. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to work with me. Fine. And he said that I quit, and I will notify Judge John J. Romero Jr. that I am withdrawing from the case. And the judge can then appoint a replacement attorney. And so a month and a half later, I contacted that appointed attorney back again, and he had not done what he said he was going to do. And another month later, still hadn't done it. Then I called John J. Romero Jr.'s office and talked to Daniel's assistant twice, with a month in between. Both times, Daniel contacted this attorney by telephone, presumably. I don't know what they sent him in writing. And he still did not file the appropriate paperwork to withdraw from the case. And then finally, the court scheduled a hearing and dragged that attorney's butt into the courtroom and said, you know, file this motion. A month and a half later, after that hearing, that attorney still did not file that motion. Also, that was a hearing in my case. That attorney never gave me timely notice that hearing had even happened. And so I missed that hearing.
Wow.
First one that I ever missed in 10 years. And so that was you know half a year down the road, because it started in February. That was in July. In October, that attorney still had not filed the order that the judge ordered him to file back in July. And so finally, in the middle of October, that attorney finally got around to filing a one paragraph proposed order that the judge had already said he was going to sign. And to this day, whatever, it's March, whatever, it's about to be April, I still do not have that replacement attorney appointed because of what the attorney did. I filed the bar complaint against this attorney. The bar came back and said he did nothing wrong. That's impossible that he did nothing wrong. The bar associations, with the evidence I just laid out, are absolutely racketeering.
So you're saying they're protecting this. You're saying the Bar Association is covering for this guy.
Yes, I just laid out the facts, and all of them I can back up with court-admissible evidence. And if anybody hearing those facts that I can back up with that court-admissible evidence says that that's entirely ridiculous in the context of a child custody case where the Earth has gone completely around the sun another time in the lives of minor children who have not seen their father in 11 and a half years.
Well, does the Bar Association have to actually give you a reason as to why the attorney is totally fine, or is it just like they just make the decision, oh, everything's fine, goodbye, have a nice day?
Well, I don't know what they're bound to, but I can tell you what they did. They sent me a written notice saying that the bar finds that nothing wrong happened. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, what they could be arguing here is that he did file the paperwork. It just took him 8 months to get around to it. You know,
yeah, but that's malpractice. It doesn't take. I am not an attorney. I can file that motion and do everything that you know. If I was, you're talking about attorneys that are not formally attorneys. If I did that, I could do that for somebody, and I could have that whole process completed in 24 hours if necessary. I can certainly do it in under a week.
I'll just FYI, malpractice suit is different from a bar complaint. So a bar complaint,
I know that. What I said.
Okay, well, our listeners may not know.
Don't try and help
our listeners may not know that, David. So can you continue your explanation, Laurel?
Yeah, a bar complaint, you have to allege that the person has made a professional violation of the rules of professional responsibility, whereas in a malpractice claim, you are showing that there was something that caused some harm to your case.
Hmm.
So an attorney can actually do something unethical without it hurting your case, or it can hurt your case, whereas malpractice, you're going after monetary damages. So you don't get any monetary damages with a bar complaint.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I don't think he was looking for monetary damage, just looking for some sort of acknowledgement that he was right.
Right.
And they were wrong.
Well, I said the reason that I brought it up is because he was saying what the attorney did and that he'd done this bar complaint. And then he said, well, that's malpractice. Mm-hmm. So I was pointing out to the audience that it's not the same thing.
Gotcha. So I can understand why he's frustrated. I mean, if you have an attorney who's dragging their feet on something for half a year, that can be pretty annoying. Especially if they're dragging their feet on resigning, which they told you they were going
to
do.
Right.
So that's frustrating.
I'm sure. I mean, I would think that maybe instead of if efforts had been spent rather than on, you know, harassing the attorney, finding a new attorney and getting the judge to just appoint a new attorney, that probably could have been avoided to a certain extent.
Would be
my guess.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure about how the procedure works. Can a judge just go ahead? I imagine he can because they have total control over their courtrooms. But can a judge just waive an attorney off of a case who has not put in their resignation and then put a different attorney on the case?
At the request of the client. Of the client? Probably, but I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm sure if the judge just contacted the attorney's office and said, did you resign? Yeah. Okay.
You might have to have it in writing.
It has to come in writing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm guessing that if there was, like, a paper sent over, it wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, let's make this simple. Signature. Okay, bye.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So this thing in the EU, was it called Article 13?
That's correct, yeah.
This is something we've discussed previously, maybe toward the end of 2018 on Free Talk Live, the proposal to basically make it very hard to upload video, as I recall, if I'm recalling the correct proposal, in the EU. But it's
really any kind of content. Actually.
Yeah, we'll get into it. What's going on? Because apparently it's moving ahead. It's been passed. Johnson's got the latest on it, and that's coming up on Free Talk Live. Our number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
He was indicted on 16 felony counts, including lying to police and planning the racial and homophobic attack he claimed happened back in January. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border stands.
The yeas are 248 and the nays are 181. Two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the veto of the president is sustained.
The House failed to override his veto of a congressional resolution to overturn the declaration. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we are also broadcasting this not just on the radio, but also on Twitch, what is primarily a video game streaming platform, though we don't do much of the video game streaming. We do mostly talk radio on our Twitch channel. You can tune in whenever it is we're live, and Free Talk Live is there every single night, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can find us on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Please give us a follow there. You do have to have an account at Twitch, which is free. It's easy to create an account and then follow our channel. And if you really want to go above and beyond, do a little bit of activism, leave the channel open on your browser. If you've got a computer at your house or your business or your office that is on 24 hours a day, just leave it up. That way when you're there, there we will be if we're live. And it's not just us that's on the channel. Also, The Call to Freedom, which is an afternoon show on LRN.fm. There's some other shows like Questioning Authority on Saturday night. So there's other content there that you'll be able to see as well. This afternoon, Call to Freedom took the day off, so I put Jazzy Girl, the studio dog, here on cam for a couple hours. You get to watch her sleep. not the most popular video, but some people like it. Anyway, go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow our channel there, and thank you for doing that, because the more people that watch us on Twitch, the larger our presence will be on that platform and the more new people will find us. So it's why I say it's activism, because every single viewer helps push up the number, total number of viewers, and the higher the number of viewers, the higher we'll be ranked on the talk shows category on Twitch, which means more people finding us. And more people I can dump onto Johnson's stream, like I did this weekend, because they have this thing called raiding on hosting and raiding on Twitch, where we were, I think it was Saturday night, I think is what it was. So Vincent was finishing up his show at about midnight Eastern time, and we had a good amount of viewers for a late Saturday night. We
so
had
like I'm 20 curious something. If you did the raid correctly. So I found out, because I just did a raid completely incorrectly recently, because I'm kind of new to it. And so if you just use the raid feature on Twitch, that's not really how you're supposed to raid.
Oh.
So the idea is that before you end your stream, right, you open up that the other streamer, the streamer who you're going to raid, right, and use them as a source in, you know, your video client, like OBS or whatever, then you have them, so you're then you send the raiders, and the raiders go in, and you're still watching, and you chat, because your chat gets transferred over, right? But then you still record for a little bit, so people could still watch while you, as the streamer, who is, you know, obviously...
Therefore the end of your video would then be you
communicating with the raid, so that it makes continuity, and it makes sense for the raid. I've recently, you know, done where I'm like stream, you know, my stream ending graphics. Yeah. So then you hear the audio of, you know, the other streamer and the chat. You see the chat of the other streamer and you hear the content, but it's like there was no video. So, you know, it's a learning curve to this whole Twitch thing. But
So the idea behind the raid is you take the existing number of viewers you have when you're about ready to finish up your
broadcast. It's a very brilliant
broadcast.
Idea for Twitch.
Yeah, and then you basically say, oh, here's my friend Johnson, who's on his channel. He's going playing some zombie survival horror game. I've got 20 viewers right now. They might want to watch something else. Sure. So rather than just ending, you basically send this command, and it just shoots everybody.
A lot of viewers stuck around until the end of my stream, which wasn't too much longer, but it was at least an hour or
so. Yeah, so it sends the viewers to this other person that you've sent them to, and some will stay, some will go. You know, they're not all going to want to watch a zombie game or whatever.
And literally, viewers can get passed around, you know, especially, you know, if you have a bot in your channel and you have, you know, duly designated it as a bot, can travel across many, many channels and through time and space as it gets passed from channel to channel to channel.
Like
it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Twitch.lrn.fm. Follow us there. Thank you for that. Let's go to JD in Tennessee, listening to WGOW-FM in Chattanooga. Go ahead, JD.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Enjoy your show. Thanks.
Thanks.
Just comment on that last caller. You know, I mean, he made a pretty angry call, but I thought I might point something out.
Yeah.
One, he said court-appointed attorney. That means he's not paying for it. That means the taxpayers hook for it. On the
That's
hook
right.
for it. Okay? So get what you pay for. Now, having said that, every one of those court-appointed attorneys have are doctors of jurisprudence, have passed the bar in their state, and they're probably quite a bit smarter on the law than he is. He might ought to take their advice, which is why probably the attorney dropped him. Just saying.
Well, he's probably not the best client to have in the world, would be my guess.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how he reacted when Laurel offered him a helpful suggestion. You know,
right, he shouted at
her. Immediate loud arrogance. You know, it's like, that's the type of person who thinks that they know everything and doesn't necessarily want or need help, right? So don't give it to them.
Yeah.
If someone wants to act with that little gratitude or appreciation in life, of course you're not going to get a lot of help, and you're not going to get ahead. Not
you want
quickly,
to see your
anyway.
Children, get a job, hire an attorney, you know. So, it just kind of irritated me. I just thought I'd say something about the other
JD, time. Thanks for sharing that, man. I definitely appreciate your call tonight as we continue here. Johnson, let's jump into this story briefly, and then we'll continue with some calls, because I definitely want to get into this thing about the EU.
Sure. So... I'm
where's it from? Where's
jump
this
in.
From?
This is a random website. I don't remember. It's just a hot take, I guess.
It's probably all over the place.
CapEx.co. It is all over the place, but I like this one.
All right.
So it goes here to say the article by Matthew Lesh. says, the European Parliament's approval of the copyright directive today is the end of the internet as we know it.
Oh,
now,
my.
There's a lot of drama around this, but I think that it's probably
not... Is that an exaggeration?
It's probably not very overblown.
All
it's
right.
Probably pretty accurate. This new regulation creates substantial new controls on what we can share online, which threaten freedom of expression, undermine creativity, and cement the dominance of technology giants. The copyright directive will create two internets. The first, a heavily censored version for European users, including filters to prevent you from uploading content. And the second, a free internet where creativity is encouraged for everyone else. I think he's delusional on that second free internet. I think what we're going to get is multiple different filtered internets at various levels of filtering. But I digress. The directive represents everything that's wrong with the EU's policymaking process. It was written at a substantial distance from Europeans, heavily influenced by lobbyists and national compromises. There is a serious lack of accountability. The opposition to the directive was substantial, but it didn't seem to matter. Over 200 intellectual property academics have warned that the directive serves narrow sectional interests. Even substantial parts of the European music industry have raised concerns about the scheme. The Change.org petition opposing the directive has reached over 5.1 million signatories, the most in the website's history.
Jeez.
Last weekend, while some Brits were marching to stay in the EU, thousands of Europeans took to the street in Save the Internet marches.
Mm.
There are two particularly concerning sections of the law. Article 11 prevents news aggregators, such as search engines and social media companies, from linking and providing snippets of news articles without paying a link tax. This is clearly absurd.
Wow.
There is no...
To who?
To
the government?
The journalists. No, to the journalists.
That's going to make it harder for people to find out what's going on in the world, because that's how I get my news. I'm not going to go to the newspapers.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I'll just watch YouTube. So that makes the news less accessible.
They are killing themselves, and they don't even... They're like, you have to pay us! Well, Google, you know, the main way people are going to get to these sites is just going to go, and turn off the spigot that they're directing traffic to and say, hey, guess what? We didn't have to do this. We don't need you.
Yeah, they didn't have to put you on Google News results.
And
they did that because you were offering news for people to read. If now you want to charge, then you're going to be out of those results.
And they'll just start up their own news organization for Europeans.
Why wouldn't they?
Go to us. Here we go. Here's your news.
And Google can hire thousands of journalists if they wanted.
Or they'll pay, you know, or they'll say, you know, they'll offer free results to the companies that aren't charging.
So basically what you're saying is
independent.
Part of this, and there's more, there's this other article we're going to get to, but the newspapers essentially wanted to force people to pay just to even link to them.
And this is just the first bad part of this.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Talking about the new disturbing copyright rules that are coming into play in the EU, and major media companies and individual users are rightfully upset about this. Johnson's giving us a rundown of what to expect in the coming weeks and months, maybe sooner than you think. Ian Laurel and Johnson in the studio here tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in lines are open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. All right, so there is this copyright law, I guess, that has gone into place. There are a couple of articles that you're focusing on here in an article, Johnson. Article 11 is what you were just telling us about.
Let me recap real quick. Yeah. So Article 11 prevents news aggregators such as search engines and social media companies from linking and providing snippets of news articles without paying a link tax. This is clearly absurd. There is no reason why websites should have to pay for what is, in fact, doing news organizations a favor by linking people to their content.
Not only that, but you're also talking about a fundamental change to the basic function of the World Wide Web.
Right.
I mean, the web exists to link. That's the point of the web, is you go to a website, and then you link to other websites from that site that are related or whatever. Right. That's kind of the whole web experience.
And, you know, a lot of the videos that I make, I will refer to some news articles, and I'll have a link in my description so that people can go and read the whole article.
You would be violating this.
If I'm going to be having to pay, what I'm going to do is just say what the information is without citing it. I won't
plagiarize.
So
unsighted sources.
Exactly. Right. I'll have unsighted sources. I'm not going to plagiarize, but I will be saying what I now know. In a way that isn't plagiarism, and then I won't give a citation, so people aren't going to go to their sites.
They just have to take your word for it, and so you can't check anybody's claims.
Exactly.
Or just have a disclaimer at the top of your article that says, if you are in the EU, stop reading this immediately.
Well,
that's all you need to do, and then it's their responsibility if they're reading it. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, this is one of the problems, is people outside of the EU are going to still be affected by these things, because some sites are just going to put in an overarching policy that just affects everybody. Depends on how they implement this.
Well, this guy goes on here to say, it is the responsibility of news organizations to monetize their own content through advertisements or paywalls, not to attempt to siphon revenues from more successful technology companies. Mm. In practice, this will concentrate power in the hands of large news sites who are most likely to reach deals to license with the right to link to each other and other sites. A German study found almost two-thirds of revenue will go to a single publisher and just 1% to smaller publishers. It's therefore no surprise that the multinational publishing industry lobbyists pushed the directive.
This is desperate. It's desperate on the news newspapers' parts. Mm-hmm. They're dying. Mm-hmm. I suspect they're dying in Europe as well, but they're definitely dying in the U.S. So.
This is making it faster, though. They don't realize that.
Good. Unfortunately, the rest of us get punished because it's not just news, it's also video that's going to be affected by this.
So he goes on to say here, the internet was supposed to democratize access to information. This article will decrease access to online news. It will be much simpler for most websites to block links than to go through the effort and expense of reaching license deals. In 2014, Google shut down Google News in Spain to avoid legal liability in response to a similar domestic law. It was not worth operating a free service that brings in little revenue at the cost of paying for links. Article 13 makes platforms like Google, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and web forums proactively liable. This is Article 13 now. Makes them proactively liable for breaking copyright. It reverses the onus, assuming user-generated content breaks copyright, unless proven otherwise. This undermines the essential internet principle that platforms should not be legally responsible for the content produced by their users.
So just to be clear, the way that it works now is like on YouTube, if you upload a thing and there's a copyrighted thing, you know, video in that video, they have a way of detecting it. But generally, YouTube itself is not held liable.
YouTube is one of the only companies that has this system in place called Content ID. Google is one of the only companies that actually offers it.
But even if you subvert and they have ways of subverting it by, like, reversing the video frame or, you know, cropping in or whatever. If you upload a copyrighted video to YouTube and you manage to bypass their existing filters, YouTube, prior to this rule change in the EU, would not be held liable for your actions. You were the user who uploaded that video. They just had a platform.
What I find interesting is that whenever you, and I don't know if copyright works the same way in the EU as it does in the United States, but if you make a comment on the website, you are the author of that comment, you hold the copyright over that comment. Therefore, if you were to go and make a comment on any one of these MPs' websites, and then talk about how the fact that your comment, you want to revoke that comment, then you could potentially make a copyright claim on that content and just keep doing that over and over and over again on these MPs' websites if they have a comment section anywhere on their website, because they'll be in violation of that copyright.
It's probably a carve-out for them.
Probably not yet, though, so might as well abuse it as much as possible.
But what you're saying here is this Article 13 has reversed the liability, meaning that it, prior to this thing passing, and it has passed and is being implemented, YouTube was not liable for your actions. You were. Now they're saying, if YouTube lets something through on accident or whatever that's copyrighted, they can be held liable for it. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. That's a huge change.
Again, it says
these platforms, wouldn't survive the lawsuits. Stuff is going to get through. Even with YouTube, it gets through.
Yeah. So it says, this undermines the essential internet principle that platforms should not be held legally responsible for the content produced by their users. Platforms are like libraries. When a book breaks copyright or is defamatory, it is removed. But you do not sue a library for what authors write. You go straight to the source. While they must remove the content on request if it breaks the law, internet platforms should not be liable for everything people say.
But see, Johnson, if you go straight to the source, then you won't get anything out of it. All you'll get is takedown.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if some poor kid uploads, the next Eminem CD or whatever, you know, that kid's doesn't even have a job, right? Like, you can't get any blood from a stone, but YouTube's got deep pockets, right. So they think they're going to make more money off
this. Is also going to be a complete mess, right? Because additionally, copyright is often unclear and contested. Because they will be legally liable, Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms will need to use automated systems to prevent users posting swaths of content from images, videos, and music through to humorous GIFs and memes. In practice, this means new, complex upload filters. This is a serious threat to freedom of expression online, creativity, which often...
It's huge because they're gonna err on the side of caution. They're going to err on the side of not allowing a thing. If there's any question mark, they're going to say
remixes are toast.
This is going to wind up being a big crackdown on free speech in Europe. Yeah. It'll have implications elsewhere, but this is a big deal.
Let's go to Free Market Penguin on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Penguin. Hello? Oops, sorry, I muted the wrong one. You're there. Go ahead now.
Hey, I was listening to the news today, and they were discussing in my state, Virginia, that they actually passed this law, and it was difficult for them to get through, but the governor basically wanted them to stop suspending driver's licenses for people that can't pay the court costs. And, of course, a lot of people that are of lower income end up with entangled in the legal system, having the court costs, and for non-driving related infractions, they were getting their driver's license suspended. And that's obviously not only oppressive but counterproductive, since they can't have a livelihood without the driver's license. So there was this one lady that was an advocate for social services or something, a bureaucrat or an advocate of some sort, and she was clearly somebody in the social service community, kind of on the left end of the spectrum, but she said right there, driving is a right, not a privilege. Mm-hmm. And of course we know that's technically wrong. They say they make it a privilege and not a right, but that's clear and obvious to most people, and that you need to have the ability to, if you feel the need to be able to drive and travel throughout the country. And it's one of those positions that's not, it's a moral position. It's one of those positions that's not a left-right issue. And it was good to kind of hear that, someone saying that publicly, that has a position of influence.
Free Market Penguin, thanks for the call tonight. Quote here from Twitch, Johnson, regarding Article 13 in the EU. They warn their users in a letter published in December that they could, quote, be forced to impose filters and monitoring measures on all works uploaded by residents of the EU, which would require streamers to, quote, provide copyright ownership information, clearances, or take other steps to prove that you comply with thorny and complicated copyright laws. Get ready to start filling out forms before you start your streams. The company warned that all streamers will, quote, very likely have to contend with the false positives associated with such measures, and it would also limit what content we could make available for viewers in the EU. And in other words, even if you're streaming in the US, you could lose European viewers thanks to Article 13. As this develops, we'll bring you more over time. Meanwhile, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.